Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So this is going to be one of the podcasts I'm going to be doing. I got a few things I wanted to talk about, but this one is something I had to talk about right now. One of the other things I'm going to talk about on another podcast is going to be about Andrew Tate. Something happened with this fella again, if you remember him. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. The next, probably next podcast will be about that, if not the next two. So one of the next two. You know, got a little catching up to do. You know, certain things happen in the news, and I want to make sure you guys are, you know, quite aware of it, right? But this podcast is going to do with something that I talked about before, right? It was, you know, dealing with black pilots and things like that, right? Remember how, I think it was Charlie Kirk who was talking about, if I see a black pilot, I'm jumping out the window and putting my parachute on and saying, I gotta save my soul because everybody's gonna die, right? You know, even though 100% of the, you know, fatal airplane crashes that happened so far have been done by, you know, white males, right? So it should be on the other hand. If you see anything that's not white, you should be like, oh my God, we're going to die. But real truthfully, you more likely fine anyway, since most, you know, airplane accidents and things like that really doesn't happen that often. You know, you're definitely more safer in the air than you are in a car, right? So, understandable, right? You really don't have to worry about much of anything. But since, you know, racist Republicans always pop up out of nowhere, you gotta talk about this stuff, right? So, and again, by the way, this, when it comes to talking about black pilots, and this is literally has nothing to do with anything, it's because we have phones and we're recording things today that normally we don't, you know, airplane accidents happening and things like that and whatnot, and we're recording those and talking about those. And since, you know, one company in existence, period, talked about something called DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, it has to be the fact that black people who are lazy, who don't do any work, and yeah, forget about all the fuck that happened with slavery and the fact that all the work that they had to do for, you know, things like black codes and Jim Crow and segregation and everything else like that, you know, having to work 10, 20, 30 times harder, and white people were just gifted everything. Yeah, forget all about that, you know, reality stuff. Black people are lazy. It's funny, isn't it, when you start to really go through it, like, wait, black people had to work twice as hard, if not four times, five times as hard, just to get the things that your average white man can get almost instantaneously for the same job that a white man gets. Let's say a managerial position, a white man can get it with literally not even having a high school diploma. But a black man has to have a doctor's degree in order to get a basic managerial degree or a basic managerial job. You know, you have to have a bachelor's, associate's, doctorate's, and graduated top of your class just to get, you know, a BS hourly rate managerial position, while white people can get executive positions with having no type of education whatsoever. Black people more likely have to fight tooth and nail for it. They need to have tons and tons of experience and still be called lazy. It's quite funny how black people, as they built the country, is called lazy. It's not just even black people, for real. Minorities on its own, because, hey, Asian people get called lazy, too. And they wanted to build the railroads with them. Don't forget about that. Those Asians came here to help build these railroads. But, you know, it's always the white man calling somebody lazy. When if you ask them how many vacations they take, they'll come up with about number 5 or higher. And if you ask a minority what vacation they take, they say, yeah, what vacation? Because I don't get one. They had to work years. Talking about 20, 30, 40 years. There's a podcast I'm going to talk about, you know, later on. Not in there, but, you know, later on. Dealing with Ben Shapiro and him talking about retirement. Just to prove a point. Just look out for that. But it proves a point. That's how white Republicans feel about minorities. I'm just going to leave it at that. Look out for that podcast and you guys can see what I'm talking about. But anyway, back to the whole thing with the pilot. Remember I talked about how it was crazy, right? And how this really had nothing to do with black pilots, right? Well, for you guys and girls who are out there who think that, oh, both parties are the same, not really. Here's evidence of a actual black pilot being a pilot, practicing and passing with flying colors, and white racist Republicans trying to use that to shame people. To say, oh my God, we're all going to die. I'm not joking. In the video that they use, the person's doing absolutely nothing wrong. They're doing everything by the book. Let's just say this. If you substituted her, yes, it's a her, and removed her, and put a strong-jawed, white, silver-haired white man in there, the person would be saying, beautiful, this is why I trust my pilots. Yeah, like they literally did nothing else but just change the skin tone and race and sex to that of a white male. You think I'm joking? That no way that they will go out there and try to make a talk about a video and just show a black pilot being a black pilot, a black pilot just being a freaking pilot and just practicing flying the plane and whatnot. No way that they tried to use that as a way to attack a person. Attack a whole community. You know, like, you're not going out there seeing your pilot and like, I can't believe it. I'm going to die because of their skin tone. Like, really? Really, this is exactly what it is. She does this. And she's a Republican, by the way. Let me make sure you understand that. She's a Republican. And I want to make sure that you guys know that. A Republican. 100% Republican. You know. So we gotta go out there and think that, oh, there's no difference between Democrat and Republican. No, it really is. Take a look at this shit. This is ridiculous. So, without further ado, let's listen to the video. I'm gonna, you know, do like I normally do. Let it play and react.
For Hype Plus News, I'm Symphony Thompson. A clip featuring a black woman taking her first flight is gaining traction on social media. Now, some unconfirmed sources say that the woman qualified as a pilot for an African airline, but was told to avoid showing any emotion during her first liftoff.
African airline, you know, it's African airline, because, you know, there's a lot of white people in Africa. You know, the predominant race in Africa is white, right? Is white. You know, they make up 100% of the people in Africa, right? Oh, that don't make any sense. You know, where the hell I come from? I'm not an alien. You know, I ain't come from outer space. I had to come from somewhere else because I definitely was dragged here, kicking and screaming. Oh, he's saying it's Africa? But I'm black. Oh. Because majority of the people over in Africa gonna be black. So more likely you're gonna have a black pilot. Because just because of the, you know, numbers, just like right now here in America, most of the pilots are white. Because of the large number of white people and the fact that they're the ones applying for the position. And you had to actually go out there. That's why these DEI programs are needed, because in order for you to get a black person, you have to actually go out there and try to get one. So you actually got to go out there, look at the applications and see if they put black on there and say, let me actually bring them in for an interview instead of automatically turning down their application because they're black. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Makes sense.
As to adhere to the strict safety instructions. When folks online saw the pilot in action, most showed excitement for her during this accomplishment.
D1.
Unfortunately, not everyone who watched online was in support, as evident by former Republican GOP nominee Lauren Witzke, who would...
Yep, exactly. I told you, white racist Karen here, right? Racist GOP here, white racist Republican here, right? Racist Christian Republican here. You know, all the things that you could possibly think of. She makes those builds. You know, this is the worst kind of build you can have in any type of, you know, RPG. She's coming with the worst kind. This is the worst Souls boss you ever had. It's called racism and bigotry. But you get that a lot when you go into the area surrounded by a bunch of Republicans. You know, so be careful of that area. Every boss is like that. There's no difference in the Republican Party. Yes, I said it, because if you're Republican now and Donald Trump is taking over, you have to be this. You have to be this, because if you're not, you're just, why are you Republican? Why are you there? They're going to kick you out. I think it was Kerry Lake that talked about those McCain Republicans got to go and kicked out the McCain Republicans. Yeah. She kicked out the John McCain Republicans. Y'all got to go. She kicked them out. They're doing that. If you're not a MAGA Trumpist, you have to go. The party is no longer a party. It's a cult. A racist cult. Masquerading as a political party, and you trying to stay there, it's only because you're just denying it. You're denying yourself reality. Stop denying yourself reality. You're no longer viable in that party. The best thing you can do is just become a Democrat. Trust me, that's corporate Democrats here. They believe in the same ideology. So you'd be welcome with some type of open arms. Yes, eventually you have to conform and allow for, you know, black people to exist. I mean, as you can see here, this black woman is sitting here doing absolutely nothing wrong, everything perfectly. But let's listen to this racist, bigoted Lauren Witzke and see what happened.
Tried to ruin the inspiring moment by commenting, as your silver-haired Maverick pilots retire, meet his new replacement. Now, of course, Witzke's comments was met with strong criticism.
Oh, yes. She said, as your silver-haired Mavericks retire, look at your pathetic replacements. Dirty black people. might be saying trade, right? And no, it's exactly what she meant. Black people. She's trying to fearmonger by using black people in their skin tone as a way to scare Republicans and conservatives. So they can like, oh my God, I can't believe it. We're going to get replaced. And now we got to deal with black people flying planes. These lazy motherfuckers don't know what the hell they're doing. She's going to be up there high as a kite. Doing drugs and shaking ass on TikTok videos and OnlyFans. And we're going to crash. Even though still the majority are white people, by the way. Yeah, still the majority of the people flying planes are white people. And you can still say any type of accident that happens in the air is going to be because of white people. 100%. Even though we're slowly trying to add other ethnicities and race and genders and sexualities to your flights. I mean, for real. This is crazy. But let's continue because something shocking happens here.
From other users on X. Luckily, the platform's community notes would add context to this brief clip. The note read, "The pilot is doing nothing wrong in this clip." And many other social media users would hop in the comments to agree and disprove Witski. One user would say, "Pilot here. She positively and firmly rotated at V1. She actively used the elevator trim to hold her desired climb angle. She has her plate out for her departure procedure. She is proactively correcting for what is obviously quite a bit of a crosswind. Looks textbook." Another user.
Now, this user that she's about to talk about is none other than Jeremy of the Quartery. This person is quoting Jeremy of the Quartery. Yes, the person who supported pronouns. Yeah, remember that guy? Yeah. When your bigotry, your hatred, your evil ilk is so bad that Jeremy of the Quartery, another racist, bigoted piece of shit, say, "Wow, that's too racist." Like, come on now. Like, do you know how bad of a racist you had to be when the Klan gotta call you out for being racist? Right? Right? They're like, "God damn, that's kind of too racist, don't you think?" When the Klansmen come out there and say, "Oh, wait, man, you being kind of racist right there. That's kind of crazy. You might want to calm it down just a little bit." I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's kind of racist, don't you think? That's kind of racist. That's kind of racist. I've never seen that type of racism. All right, I know how we are. We do things a little differently, but, you know, that's kind of racist. You hearing that from the Klan? This is basically what's going on here. This is Jeremy of the Quartery saying this. You're about to hear the Quartery. The Quartery, you're getting called out by Jeremy. You that bad that Jeremy is calling you out.
Who would agree by writing, "I don't see anything wrong here. Are you mad because it's a black female? My wife is a pilot, and at no point did she get reduced requirements. At no point did she not have to pass the same requirements as any man."
You hear that. So, again, the Quartery, a racist, bigoted individual. Now, Lauren Whiskey, a racist, bigoted individual, is getting called out by another person in the hood. You know, a white hood, she's like, "Oh man, I'm getting called out by these racist, bigoted people, by another racist, bigoted person, and I'm getting called out for being racist. I went too far now. Oh God, let me go ahead and try to change it up. Let me go ahead and try to say something, you know, something different," right? Because this is always what happens with conservatives. They try to, you know, when they get called out for doing something wrong and is by other Republicans and conservatives and they really ain't been caught, they always try to flip the script a little bit sometimes. They don't always double down. Sometimes they try to, you know, flip the script and say, oh, I didn't say exactly this, I'm saying this, right? I'm not saying I hate black people. I'm saying that black people are disgusting. And I don't like them. I didn't call her filth. I said she's dirty. It's just difference, right? That's how they try to play. They try to split heads. And you know how I feel about that. Whenever a conservative Republican try to split heads, always stick on to them. They're still being that same bigoted individual. They're still saying the same racist, bigoted trash they said. They're not saying anything different. They're not, you know, trying to, they're not trying to change anything. They're trying to cover it up and twist the story. Apply the pressure like you were beforehand. Ignore what they literally just said. In a situation, that's exactly about to happen.
Whiskey would respond to her original post by quoting what she heard in the video, which was, I'm scared.
She's trying to say that the black person is scared because, of course, black people don't belong in the air. Well, again, if you pay attention to the video, she never said that. Now, of course, she didn't get the volume on the video in the first place. But no, she didn't say she's scared. She said landing gear because she's going to pull out the landing gear and land the plane. Because she's doing nothing wrong. Because she's black, she has to be exceptional at what she's doing just to be considered doing average as a white person. That's how it was and how it always going to be. As a minority, we had to be extra exceptional, flawless, perfection in action, just to be considered average for a white man. Where a white man can make a bunch of mistakes, a minority has to be flawless and perfect. No errors at all in their game. Because if they have any errors, they will be considered non-worthy. They won't be qualified. That's why I always say, like, I don't know how, if you're a white conservative, I don't know how the hell you have a problem with and your life is messed up. You know, it's only you. And I say this wholeheartedly. You know, I don't care if I was running for office, I would say the same thing. I don't know how your life is messed up if you're white and conservative. You got so many privileges, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, for real. Not only have your whole lineage been allowed to work and gather wealth and generate wealth and have things handed to them on a silver platter, the GI Bill, right? Homestead Act. We were given literal land. Only they had to do was go and take it. You were given all this just by the government itself, including reparations for slavery. So you got reparations for slavery, the GI Bill, the Homestead Act, literally giving you lands in the suburbs, and you still fail? Then that means something's wrong. There's something wrong with you. Because you cannot be given all that and leg up. And again, never be the person to be thought about stealing, by the way. You're not going to be accused of stealing, ever. Even if you're outwardly stealing, you will never be considered an individual. It'll be always someone black. It's mind-boggling how you can experience that and go through that and have all these privileges and still mess up. Like, your house will always sell hundreds of times more than a black person's. And that's not a lie. There's already a study shown. Matter of fact, not only that, a black family literally proved it by getting evaluated, right, their home appraised, get one number, and they asked their white friend, because they had to have one, to come in and stand in for the sign of selling home and put up a bunch of stock footage. Not stock footage, but, you know, those stock art, you know, fake clip art, pretty much, of generic white people on the walls, and then got their home appraised again, and it appraised for hundreds of more. All because a white man was there and he had pictures of white people. Literally, that's it. They did nothing else. Took the pictures of them and their black family down, and they left. Put up fake pictures of white people, because not even real people, not even real families. Just a bunch of fake pictures taken at, you know, taken off the internet, and have a white man there selling the house, and that's it. That's mind-boggling. Well, let the video continue.
Once again, the community notes would add further clarification by correcting her a second time. The note read, she says, landing here, not I'm scared.
Because, of course, she tried to paint this as black people having no... trying to paint this as black people have no rights to be in these areas. They can't work these fields because they are white. They have to be white. These are white fields. These are white jobs. Just being white makes you a candidate and make you a perfect candidate for these jobs. That doesn't make any sense. Again, what part of being a pilot requires you to be white? Which part of being a pilot requires you to have the male genitalia? None. There's not a part of flying where you have to insert your penis in order to fly the plane. There's no part where it scans your skin tone in order for you to be able to fly the plane. There's none there. It's all about doing the right procedures. And I know people can talk about, well, you know, women, you know, are going to have the, you know, their periods and things like that. Men have problems as well. They have hygiene needs and things like that. And the woman can need to take care of herself, though. She have a co-pilot there for them a lot of the times. So I don't see any problem. And this happens, what, once or twice or some more times a month? It's not happening every day, every second. I know white males think that, but, you know, those are mostly those incels who have yet to see a woman, you know, and actually see what a woman is in real life. You know, my wife is asleep, but I can easily ask her. She'll be able to give you a great answer. But I don't need her to answer that for you. I can tell you, it's not like it happens every day, every second. You're not having a period that often. If you are, there's something wrong. You need to see a medical professional. And they would have done it by then. And men have healthcare problems as well that they need to take care of as well. Especially those white men.
As part of normal takeoff procedure, you can see the captain's arm reach out to raise the landing gear. Many would accuse Whiskey's comment as racist for implying that a qualified black woman was not doing her job.
Exactly. A qualified black woman. I told you. Which I can, you know, upload the video. But I'm pretty sure the only thing I do is look for her name up on YouTube, and you'll find it. They'll talk about a lot. This is embarrassing. This is not the only time a white woman, Republican white woman, embarrassed herself. In the next podcast I'm going to talk about, You know I'm going to talk about Katie Britt and her lying ass. So yes, I am going to talk about her. You know that. I said I got a lot to talk about. You know I'm going to talk about her and her State of the Union and the method acting that she did, piss poor of it as it was. But just like with her, you see here, Republicans don't have anything for you. They literally gave up actually going out there and actually talking about policy issues. When Donald Trump became president, that was the last time they actually met and said, what are we going to actually fight for? What policy issues are we going out there and putting up front? They said, we're going to hook ourselves to Donald Trump and whatever happens with him happens. Sink or swim, we're going with Donald Trump. And that's it. This is the end result. Here it is, you got a racist, bigoted Republican coming out here showing a video of a black pilot who does absolutely, and I say absolutely nothing. When I mean nothing, I actually mean the word nothing in its actual definition, wrong. This is the first time I can say, no, this time use the actual definition of nothing. That was she did. She did nothing wrong. Everything was perfect. It looked like a training video. Really, it did. If you would have showed me that, that would have been a training video. I thought that was a training video. Done with a training video.
Thankfully, the comments were filled with support, and one user on social media would attempt at correcting Whiskey by writing, I'm racist. Fixed it for you. Finally, another would chime in, you do realize that because she's a black woman, she had to work twice as hard and be twice as good as your silver-haired retired white man. Don't post stuff that make you look like a racist. Look, we're ecstatic to see this pilot taking her first flight and congratulate her on her new position, no matter what some others have to say.
Exactly. I keep trying to tell people. That's why if you're black and you're for Trump, I just point to her and say, she has a problem with you just being in existence. You know, Charlie Kirk talking about, oh, how he talking about being afraid of a black, you know, seeing a black person and seeing as his pilot, he'll be scared. And be called, if you say something like that, you'd be called racist. Well, you're racist as fuck, Charlie Kirk. Which is obviously because he created TPUSA. TPUSA is nothing more than a cover-up for Nazis. By the way, they literally allowed Nazis into I think it was their little event they had down there at CPAC. Willingly let Nazis in. Carrying a Nazi flag and wearing Nazi regalia. Let them in. Waltz them in. Welcome them in. They were in the party. Right. Again. Anybody who say both parties are the same, only thing I gotta say is you haven't paid attention at all, period. Maybe back in, you know, let's say 2004 when George Bush was there. That was the last time they were the same. But after that, no, they weren't the same. When Donald Trump came in, where you been at, bruh? Donald Trump came in, he took over, kicked out all those individuals who pretty much just want to give tax cuts to the rich. They there. But those who were like, oh, I had no problem with anybody else just giving my money, those are gone. You had to be racist, bigoted, and homosexual, be racist, bigoted, you know, xenophobic, homophobic, all that shit, right? Hate homosexuality and all that stuff. You gotta be a hateful demon in order to be part of the Republican Party now. It's a requirement. You know, you fill out for a job application, Donald Trump will give you a job application and say, here's your requirements. You had to be homophobic, xenophobic, racist, sexist, and bigoted in every way. You have to be the embodiment of hatred. Like that Oobaloomba in North Carolina, you know, Mark Robinson, right? Who had the church only because white racist people need to go somewhere and hate, right? And he's taking that money. Don't worry, I'm going to laugh when the racist people turn against him and eat his face like the lepers always do. You know, it's going to happen. Like it always happens. Eventually, they're just going to turn on you. You're black and you're in a party that hates minorities. They're going to turn on you eventually. They're trying to get Donald Trump in office. We got to make sure it doesn't happen. But if it did, that's when they would turn on black people. I mean, Matt Walsh already talked about how they need to get rid of the, you know, minorities from their tents. You know, they opened up a little tent. Now they need to start kicking people out. The same thing that was said by the Proud Boys. Hence the reason why Enrique Tarrio was thrown underneath the bus. I had no problem with him spending the most time in jail. You should have realized they want to turn against you. And this system here built for racist white people are going to turn against you. I laughed, enjoyed, and clapped and celebrated that Enrique Tarrio was given life in prison. Because we try to tell you that this system punishes minorities, especially black minorities, more than they do white people. And guess what? He wasn't even there, by the way. Enrique Tarrio wasn't even at the Capitol. So not only did you have your reasonable doubt, the fact that you weren't even there, but still got punished more because simple fact is you're black and Latino, what you expect. You hung around with racist white people. They got the slap on the wrist. And you got the lethal injection. Hey. Try to tell you. That's the only thing I can say about him. But as you seen here. What can you say about this? She literally showed a video of a black pilot flying a plane where she's doing everything by the book. And you still get used as a type of weapon about how black people should not be flying. To use as a weapon to scaremonger to white Republicans. Like, at some point, you got to, you know, you gotta look at this shit and say, God damn, something wrong. This shouldn't be happening. When just looking black and flying the plane is a problem, something wrong. At some point in time, you gotta stop and say, "Yeah, nah, I'm not gonna be for the, you know, I'm not gonna be for the Republican Party because good God Almighty." They don't support my values. They don't support me, period, being in existence. God damn. Anyway, this is going to be where I end the podcast, guys. Later.